You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
It certainly is. And this morning in the studio, we've got Anantha Narayanan, who is from the Medical and Health Sciences School at the University of Auckland. And we're talking about mitigating stress in the operating room using music. Kia ora, how are you this morning?
Kia ora, Rachel. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. It's great to have you up here. What an interesting field of research. How did you fall into this space?
Oh, well, I was a musician before a surgeon, and it's always been really interesting to me how surgeons use music in the operating theatre, often for calming effect. But what I found is no one actually knew if it was helpful or harmful.
Ah, okay.
So what I wanted to do was try and find out the answer.
Yeah, get some proof so that people can keep playing their tunes in there, maybe.
Exactly.
So what was your music background? Were you someone who used to like do it at school? Did you record stuff? What was the sort of space before you became a surgeon?
I played at school. My parents encouraged me into music. And then actually at university, I finished 5 years of medical school and thought it was time to do something else for a while, and went to the New Zealand School of Music, studied jazz performance there, and also took some time in India to learn classical Carnatic music as well.
Oh, wow, amazing.
Went back and finished medical school, to my parents' great relief.
You're like, you were so close.
yeah. But it's been an interesting journey through the research to then combine two passions, surgery and music, along the way.
That's so fascinating. So how long has this research project taken you, and where are you at the moment?
Yeah, so I'm a PhD student at Auckland University, and I've been part-time, so I'm about 4 years in, so a year away from handing in. But the music research journey has actually been there since I returned from music school to medical school. I did a little project. But I've been really lucky to be supported by my supervisors for what is probably a bit of a unique project, even to them.
So for most people who don't work in medicine, the main reason they'd be in an operating theatre is if they are the one being operated on. A lot of the time, probably not conscious. Some of the time, maybe yes. So the idea that music is playing might be news to people. What normally does happen in an operating theatre?
Yeah, so if a patient's asleep, a general anaesthetic, so usually they'll come in, and sometimes music will be played for the patient before they go to sleep to relax them, but once they're off and the surgery starts, often it's the surgeon or the anaesthetist who puts a playlist on, and it could be anything. And some surgeons actually have silent theatres as well, which is where the controversy probably is. But yeah, kind of anything goes.
So what are the sort of, I guess, competing ideas here? What are the two schools of thought? That one, it's great, one, it's bad. That's probably very simplified. What do people broadly think about playing music in the operating theatre?
So the main camps are, on one side, it's relaxing, it's calming, it's good for team morale and mood. And even some research suggests that it might improve performance of tasks.
Wow.
The other camp is that it can increase distractedness. Music is noise and can require people to repeat their requests. And the communication can be an issue, particularly during a crisis.
Yeah, totally. So what have you been finding in your research? How have you been conducting it, first of all?
Yeah, so it's been in a number of parts. And so I had a look at the literature and to see what's out there. And there's not very much experimental data out there. And then I asked surgeons around the world, what do they think? And most of them felt very positively about music.
True.
But we sort of identified that controversy. And then I went out into the field, into operating theatres, and randomised surgeons to have music and non-music, which was an interesting project. And we found surgeons did get stressed when they were operating, but we found no difference with or without music.
Interesting.
So now what we're doing is we're in a physiology lab trying to, you know, test surgeons doing stressful tasks, simulated tasks, giving them music and no music, and we're just in the process of wrapping up that study.
That's so fascinating. And so what have some of those conversations been like with surgeons? I mean, across the globe is really interesting. Did you find there were any differences in parts of the world that people found it was more or less helpful or more or less interested in listening?
I think broadly across different countries, the perception of positivity towards music is kind of universal. But one of our recent studies is we found differences in types of surgeons. So vascular surgeons and general surgeons felt differently towards the effect of music. And junior surgeons and senior surgeons felt differently as well. So that's something that we'd definitely be keen to explore.
That's so interesting. So what is next for your research? You're in the physiology lab, have I got that right? Just checking there. And what happens next for your research project?
So what we've done is we've taken about 15 medical students and just over 10 surgeons, asked them to do these stressful tasks. We're doing performance measures, intense physiology measures, so brain blood flow, skin conductance, heart rate, blood pressure, as well as psychological measures as well. So we're just in the process of comparing the two to see if there's any difference for students and for surgeons. So I think that in the next few months we'll have some information about that. But what we found is that with our simulation, it is possible to create stress for both students and surgeons. So that's been interesting to watch.
Far out, I bet. And I mean, as a musician yourself, you must be hoping that there's some positive outcome, I'm imagining, for, you know, the cause of music being a great stress reliever. Is that something you personally feel could be a great outcome? What's your thoughts on that?
I have to toe the science party line and answer is an answer.
Yes.
But I do have to probably confess that when I am in theatre, I enjoy listening to music.
Yeah.
And on one of my studies, I identified what I called the jazz gap, which was the number of people who want jazz to the number of people who got jazz in the operating theatre.
Yep.
And the people who listened to jazz was fewer than the people who wanted jazz. So kind of my efforts have been to introduce jazz into the operating theatre.
Nice.
Which is sometimes mixed reception.
Yes, I can imagine that. Yes, that's a whole other field of research about how people
feel
about jazz.
Yeah, it's another PhD for another student.
Someone else has pointed out that on Shortland Street, Chris Warner used to play Flying Nun music in the theatre, so there we go. Hey, thank you so much for your time this morning. What an interesting research area. Anantha Narayanan, it's been great to have you in the studio. Best of luck for the rest of your PhD.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.